really happy to have with us now Joe Hayden on the line. How you doing, Joe?
Oh, I'm doing really good. How are you?
All right. Well, I know you had an interesting week in New York for the unveiling of the new Nike NFL uniforms. How was that event, number one, and number two, how did the unis look?
Oh, man, it was a really good event. One player from all 32 teams came out. I mean, he always hooks it up really well. And the jerseys, they look like, you know, I know Cleveland Browns is all about tradition. They didn't really change up the jersey too much. They just made them feel a whole lot better. And we got some new gloves, brown, with a helmet inside, and we got some new cleats. So, I mean, it was all good look.
Oh, that's great. And you talked about the feel. Okay, so the look isn't going to be all that isn't going to be different for those of us, you know, watching. But you guys who have to wear them, how important is a good feel in a uniform?
Oh, man, it's all the difference. I mean, I went from Florida to the Browns, and I'm thinking, go from the college to pro, it's supposed to be a step one, step up. But now, I mean, the jerseys are amazing. They're like, they were Florida, but they're just a step up. They're just like the fit is like a glove fit, but you're still able to move. And then they have a lot of like holes in the jersey, so when you sweat, it doesn't gain. Your pants won't be heavy, your jersey won't be heavy. Everything just stays light.
Okay, yeah, I guess that is important. And as a corner, you need all the lightness you can, because you are all about the speed. You got to keep a light load.
All about speed. That's why I wear any pads in my pants. I'm just trying to be as light as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Joe, let's talk about your off season and what you've been, besides something doing what you did in New York, but the training and getting ready for this upcoming year. Give me a sense of what you've been up to in that regard.
Oh, man, I've been training a lot. Mostly, I haven't been doing too many on field. I've just been doing a whole lot of conditioning, a whole lot of running and lifting weights, just trying to get my body right now, because I know, unlike my previous 2 years, this year I'm going to really have a legit off-season training camp, and I'm going to go through the whole 9 yards. So I know I get to 15 and to officially start working out with the team, and that's when I'm do more position-like work. But right now I'm just sitting and trying to stay in shape.
Yeah, that's coming up in a couple of weeks when you and your other teammates would be arriving in Berea for the official start of workouts throughout the league. But and yeah, you mentioned last year and the loss of an off season because of that lockout. Do you already see a difference, because of a year ago everything was all uncertain and you guys didn't know what road you were headed down, just compared to what your mindset is now?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, you have a set schedule, you have a set time, so I've been able to like as the schedule looks. So I was able to, as soon as the season ended, I knew when I was going back. I knew when I needed to do certain stuff. So having that schedule set up helped out a whole lot. And it's a whole different feel, because you're preparing for a certain date. So you basically know when you need to be at your peak.
Right. And when I talked with you at the end of last season, Joe, you were a guy who obviously there was great disappointment in the year and how this team finished. But you also were a guy who seemed focused and feeling confident that the next step could be taken toward improvement, a second year in this defense that you're going to understand better, Dick Geron's scheme and so forth. Talk about that and how what your attitude and feeling is as you approach the 2012 season.
Yeah, I feel like just being able to be in the system, like you said, like and used to, everybody getting adapted to coaches, coaches can adapt to us. They've been figuring out the way our strengths and our weaknesses, and we're figuring out the way they like to coach us. So I think all of that, definitely having the whole year that, and now able to go to it, knowing what your coach is looking for, your coach knows what you're looking for. So that's a real step. And I think our defense, we did really good last year, and just being able to build on that shit coming out this year is going to be really good for us.
Joe Hayden, Browns cornerback, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Joe, you've seen what's happened so far through this offseason, which isn't much in the way of new people, but your side of the ball, the defense, has gotten the love and the attention, starting with DeQuell Jackson's contract extension, mm-hmm. getting Dimitri Patterson re-signed, mm-hmm. bringing in Frosty Rucker, bringing in Jacque Parker on the defensive line. All these moves are clearly designed to make what was the strong suit of this team last year even stronger this year.
Oh man, exactly. And then came back. I mean, he was really, really, really a help in the secondary, and the Quail sign. I mean, that was one of the biggest things I thought about for our team. Because if the Quail come back, he was the centerpiece of our defense. He was the man in the middle, making all the calls, making a lot of the checks, and he keeps us all together. I'm just so happy that he stayed happy. And the Browns understood how much he really meant to the team.
Right, and I know your phone might have cut out when you were talking just about Dimitri Patterson. What kind of an impact did he make last year, and how do you see him being involved in the coming season?
He made a really big impact. I mean, Dimitri, and at the same time, he has experience. He's been in the league, and he's just a really positive player, and he's really good at what he does. I mean, he came in, nickelback, and slots weren't getting anything on him. I mean, he made sure whoever lined up in the slot, they weren't going to get open. So just him being able to eliminate that whatever slot receiver came in the game, it was just you can't even put a price on that.
Yeah, well, great stuff. We appreciate you taking the time to join us, Joe, and we look forward to seeing you when you get to Berea.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. He is Joe Hayden, Browns cornerback, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.